Something wicked is coming to Illinois.
That is one big hole.
It's probably a literal pit to the netherworld.
It's a bottomless pit.
Oh, I'm freaking out!
Yeesh!
When Ned inherits his parents' farm.
I don't want to hear about that dang corn anymore!
Corn is what makes Illinois the breadbasket of America. You can just sleep on the couch and think about that!
He finds one hell of a problem.
Ah! I murdered it with my hole!
Aw, no, come on, man. A hole's not a weapon.
Did you wish for something yesterday? Did you say it out loud?
Now.
Could this day get any worse?
Every wish.
I wish the band would take off.
Baby, your influencer famous.
Yeah.
Takes him one step closer.
Wouldn't it be better if a few more of them just disappeared?
To heck.
Hell. You mean hell. Say hell.
Ned Fisher, you are going to hell. Tonight.
Little pig, let me in.
Can atheists go to hell?
You betcha.
Come to daddy.
Illinois Hellhole, an audio movie for your ears. Available now at IllinoisHellhole.com.
You're not in hell yet.
Springfield is hell adjacent.
This is Community Voices, and we have something very special this Halloween week. For the next 3 days, we'll be featuring an original radio film. It's a horror comedy, which could be a little mature for some, so prepare yourself for that. But it's produced by a local person who we'll get to know more.
Hi, my name is Matt Brookins, and I am affiliated with Illinois Hellhole.
The premiere on Community Voices of Matt Brookins' latest, I don't know, Matt, what do you call it? Is it a radio movie, radio drama?
I like movie for your ears.
There we go.
But I've heard radio drama or audio drama or podcast, full cast, audiobook. It's more like a movie for your ears. It feels like a movie when you're listening to it, I think.
Very rich, for sure. Matt is the writer, director, and lead in Illinois Hellhole. Thanks for doing this. What inspired you to create this madness?
I love Illinois. I moved away for a long time, and I started to miss it here. I moved back, and I was like, this is the time to finish the project, because I was living in L.A. for a long time, and I just like the name. and I don't really think Illinois is a hellhole. It's about a hole in Illinois.
It's a Halloween radio drama. Not necessarily Halloween. It's sort of a horror radio drama, right?
Yeah, I think, still confused on what to call it. I wanted to make something that would be like a movie. Like, I'm a filmmaker. I want to pitch this as a movie as well, but I want it to stand on its own as, like, it's funny, and I don't need it to be a movie because it exists as this cool audio format. And I want you to be able to listen to it while you're, like, on a commute or driving and not wreck. I mean, you might, but don't blame me.
How did you choose Illinois to be part of this?
There's something about when you leave a place, I feel like you're distanced enough, you find the highlights come to your mind, and I wanted to write about that. Illinois, you know, I wanted to make it here. When I moved back, I was inspired by growing up here. There's this sort of sense of rebellion where you're gonna, I was always like a punk rocker and like a hippie and like a weirdo here, and there's very conservative people in Illinois, but there's also a scene where I think you're rebelling against that, which is me. Just got back from the No Kings protest in Chicago, and I'm just like, you know, I just want to speak my mind while I can. I love horror, and I love comedy, and love the Simpsons-style humor, and I just kind of wrote it like that, just sort of goofy and satirical, making fun of stuff that bugs me a little bit.
So if there's somebody out there who would like to produce a film of this, you'd like to talk with them?
I would. I'm here. Call my agent as soon as I get one. And I'd like to produce a movie of it. I feel like it needs to be captured in Illinois. I'd love to shoot it here, get the corn, and not AI corn. I want real corn for that authentic corn feel, and horseshoes. You know, you got to have the cheese on the fries with the burger underneath. I don't think it's a sandwich. It's like a real meal of, I wouldn't say healthiness, but it's hearty, and we're known for that here.
You were at Lincoln Land for a while. Tell us a little bit more about your Illinois roots.
Oh, yeah. So I grew up in Springfield. I went to Lincoln Land and was an art major for a while. And then I was like, you know, I've always made movies with my friends. We would rent a camcorder or we had a cheap one and just shoot something funny over the weekend. And finally, I was like, hey, I should go to film school. I went up to Columbia College in Chicago and studied film there and got a degree and then promptly couldn't find work. And
the story of a filmmaker, right?
Yes. Bachelor of film degree. You know, it's what are you going to do with it? It did prepare me for the business side a little more. I moved to L.A. after I made my first feature, which was called The Art of Pain, which got on Netflix. And speaking of learning about the business side of it, like it was on Netflix. I got $0 from that. I'm like, geez, I had to take the distributor to small claims. I got my $1,200 back. And I'm like, kids, don't go into filmmaking thinking that you're going to get rich unless your parents are doing it or your grandparents or something. This is really tough. It's got to be a labor of love. And I think that's what I'm doing. I need to do it. I love to create stuff. If that's you and you're having fun and you want to make stuff just for the love of it, get on TikTok, get on YouTube, make some stuff and start building it right. And then things can go pretty well, I think.
That's really been a huge change. I mean, it used to be there was lots of hurdles and gatekeeping to get into filmmaking. And now everybody's got a studio in their pocket.
It's true. Doesn't mean they're good at it. And it's different because I edit TV shows and stuff. I have edited Swamp People and some reality shows and then some documentary stuff like for Nat Geo and stuff. And that style of filmmaking is totally different than like I was editing for this company called AFMAU. She's a YouTuber. She does Minecraft stuff. YouTube audience is a little different than people who watch TV and movies and stuff. We're seeing it consolidate some. I'm seeing like more scripted stuff on YouTube and people are doing the verticals now. Have you heard of the it's sort of like, have you seen this? You heard of it's like choose your own adventure, romantic, bodice ripping Fabio album cover or whatever you call it, book cover kind of stories that you pay to click through. And that's like a new way Hollywood's starting to make a little dough. And that might be something.
So the plot, they'll get to a point in the plot where they'll say, do you want to go here or here?
Exactly. And if you're in a paid subscription tier, you get the more like awesome, exciting, raunchy, whatever, cool spot, cool story. And if you aren't on the, you know, unpaid, which is probably what I would be doing, you know, you get the very vanilla, like, okay, let's just do the next scene, you know, sort of scene. I'm seeing a lot of those. Those are big in Hollywood. I've edited one or two. My next project, I'm thinking maybe something like that. I'm thinking more like TV show, comedy like that. I'm open.
I have heard a lot of the major producers out there have been struggling because there's so much content now competing with theirs that the numbers that places like Netflix early saw now are going down because people are on TikTok and YouTube watching stuff.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And I've heard some of the stream, like the social media apps are actually declining now as far as people are wanting a less toxic. Who hasn't been yelled at by a bot on Facebook or Instagram now? These are not real communities. But at the same time, the streamers and everyone else are looking to YouTube and creators online for original homegrown content that isn't like a sequel part 9 to Marvel's, you know, whatever. Not that I don't like those.
I'm in for that. No.
Yeah. Part 9.
Hopefully Illinois Hellhole will be part of what's next as you find someone who... A producer in film is basically somebody who underwrites the production of the film, right?
It's a very nebulous term. It's someone who makes it happen one way or another. You know, you make the calls. Like if you're organizing a party, you're technically like a producer. So if you can do something like that, I think you're a producer. But the real producers are the ones who bring the money, the dough. If you get that cash and you get the backing. And that's another reason I wanted to make this as an audiobook. It's like, it exists, it's intellectual property or IP already. And so it feels less risky because I had written it as a film at first. And then I went back and I'm like, I could make it super easy, real quick as an audio drama. And boy, I don't know. I probably could have made a film just as fast because you are, when you're creating it like it's in the world, you are doing the Foley, you know, when somebody drinks some water, you have to get that sound and find the sound effect or record it. I don't think there are a lot of these anymore. It used to be like Orson Welles, War of the Worlds, and
Mercury Theater.
Yeah. Yeah, Mercury Theater stuff. And it's different. So I felt like that was cool too, which is also how I convinced Corey Burton to narrate it. He's such a, his voice is so cool. And he's, you know, he's very busy. I've heard him in trailers and I hear him on Disney stuff. He's doing like, oh, Star Wars. He's Count Dooku, and he's, you know, he's got so many cool characters he's done. Mr. Freeze, Brainiac, I think, on Superman stuff. And he did a bunch of the rides at Disneyland. He brought this up like six levels. And then, of course, Darren Norris, who is on The Fairly Odd Parents and Veronica Mars, and he's just phenomenal. And he is sort of, he said he's sort of a Phil Hartman impression is what he said, with his sort of like, hi, I'm Troy McClure kind of voice. He's just got, he does his own thing with it. And I think he kind of out Phil Hartman's Phil Hartman. And I love Phil Hartman, don't get me wrong. He is phenomenal. And they're both such great guys to work with. I'm getting into the cast now. Should I just ramble on?
No, it's
on?
Actually, I think you also have some local cast, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I wanted to work with local people. I think a lot of local Central Illinois folks get missed just because they happen to be geologically challenged here. But Reggie Guyton, oh man, he's so good. I edited it, but my first pass was with, I hired a great editor named Adam Kunzelman, and he was like, Reggie's my favorite. He's so good. Reggie heard of him through the Lincoln Museum. He does the live Civil War soldier with like special effect enhancements on stage there. When I found out he wasn't AI, I was like, I got to get this guy in my movie. He's phenomenal. He plays Moose. And then Megan McDonough, who I went to high school with, she did a bunch of like Nickelodeon shows and she's done tons of stuff, and she's a SAG actress. My friend John LaFlamboy, he plays Bill the Bill Collector, and he runs a great big haunted house in Lockport. It's called Hell's Gate Haunted House. He was in my first feature. He was the bad guy, and he just brings this excited energy. And Patrick Russell and Gina DeCroy here in town, they're phenomenal. And Jeff Williams, you know, pops in. I'm like, gosh, I just love Nihilate. Annihilate. If you got to get it right. But it's spelled Nihilate, Jeff. Sorry. He came in, played some bit parts, did my end credits. It's fun to work with friends and people I know, and I wanted to represent Illinois since it's called Illinois Hellhole.
We're so appreciative. If somebody wanted to hear it again, how would they do that? Because it's IP, like you said.
I'm so glad you asked. Please go to www.illinoishellhole.com. And the S is silent.
We are so happy to talk with Matt Brookins today about Illinois Hellhole for Halloween in particular. It doesn't have to be a Halloween thing.
Sure, yeah. And thank you for having me. I love spooky season and I love Halloween stuff. I'll be watching horror movies all year, so you should enjoy it anytime, I would say. So thank you. Oh, I forgot to thank my mom. Mom!
Thanks for joining us, Matt.
All right, have a good one.
Tomorrow at noon and 10 p.m., we'll start Illinois Hellhole, a three-part series premiering on Community Voices. Make sure you tune in and be prepared, as it's irreverent, funny, and scary. May not be for all ages audience. We appreciate Matt Brookins debuting it here as a special on Community Voices. Tune in tomorrow for Illinois Hellhole.
Something wicked is coming to Illinois.
That is one big hole.
It's probably a literal pit to the netherworld.
It's a bottomless pit.
Oh, I'm freaking out!
Yeesh!
When Ned inherits his parents' farm.
I don't want to hear about that dang corn anymore!
Corn is what makes Illinois the breadbasket of America. You can just sleep on the couch and think about that!
He finds one hell of a problem.
I murdered it with my hole!
Aw, no, come on, man. A hole's not a weapon.
Did you wish for something yesterday? Did you say it out loud?
Now.
Could this day get any worse?
Every wish.
I wish the band would take off.
Baby, your influence are famous.
Yeah.
Takes him one step closer.
Wouldn't it be better if a few more of them just disappeared?
To heck.
Hell. You mean hell. Say hell.
Ned Fisher, you are going to hell. Tonight.
Little pig, let me in.
Can atheists go to hell?
You betcha.
Come to daddy.
Illinois Hellhole, an audio movie for your ears. Available now at illinoishellhole.com.
You're not in hell yet.
Springfield is hell adjacent.